Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajinyo Mehta with the news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses pride that science is progressing with renewed energy in 21st century India. Union Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says seamless logistic management was a deciding factor in success of Operation Sindoor. Chief Justice of India B.R. Gawai says rights without knowledge are of no use. And landslide affected stretch at old KMC dumping site along National Highway 29 to remain temporarily closed to all form of vehicular traffic. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed pride that science is progressing with renewed energy in 21st century India. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi spoke about Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's return from space. He noted that there was a wave of happiness and the entire country felt a sense of pride when the Indian astronaut landed safely on Earth. The Prime Minister recalled that the successful landing of Chandrayaan 3 in August 2023 created a new atmosphere in the country. He said that children began to show curiosity about space, science and space, developing ambitions of becoming space scientists. Mr. Modi highlighted the Inspire Manak Abhiyan, a campaign to promote innovation among children. Under this initiative, 5 children are selected from each school, with each child presenting a new idea.
साइंस को लेकर स्पेस को लेकर बच्चों में एक नई जिज्ञासा भी जागी। अब छोटे छोटे बच्चे कहते हैं हम भी स्पेस में जाएंगे, हम भी चांद पर उतरेंगे, स्पेस साइंटिस्ट बनेंगे। आपने इंस्पायर मानक अभियान का नाम सुना होगा। यह बच्चों के इनोवेशन को बढ़ावा देने का अभियान है। इसमें हर स्कूल से 5 बच्चे चुने जाते हैं, हर बच्चा एक नया आइडिया लेकर आता है। इससे अब तक लाखों बच्चे जुड़ चुके हैं और चंद्रयान 3 के बाद तो इनकी संख्या दोगुनी हो गई है। देश में स्पेस स्टार्टअप भी तेजी से बढ़ रहे हैं। आज 200 से ज्यादा हो गए हैं सिर्फ स्पेस सेक्टर में।
The Prime Minister expressed happiness that lakhs of children have participated in the initiative so far. He also mentioned the rapid growth of space startups in the country, pointing out that there were fewer than 50 startups in space sector 5 years ago, and the number has now increased to over 200. Union Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted that seamless logistics management was a deciding factor in success of Operation Sindoor. The minister said this while virtually addressing the convocation ceremony of Vadodara-based Gati Shakti Vishwa Vidyalaya. Mr. Singh emphasized that logistics should be seen through the prism of strategic importance and not just as a process of delivering goods. Mr. Singh highlighted the importance of logistics in the economic progress of the country, terming it as one of the main pillars which connects every step from pre-production to consumption. The union minister termed the contribution of logistics in India's GDP as important both directly and indirectly, while also underlining the crucial role it played during COVID, when lacks of vaccines, oxygen cylinders and medical teams reached from one place to another in a time of need. Chief Justice of India CJI B.R. Gawai today said that rights without knowledge are of no use. He emphasized the importance of making citizens aware of their rights. Addressing the North Zone Regional Conference of National Legal Services Authority, NALSA, the CJI also said there was a need to undo the aberrations of the past and restore the old Kashmir where all communities lived in harmony. Mr. Gawai said judges and lawyers together have to ensure justice for the last citizen of the country. The CJI said, NALSA works in this direction and we try to take the NALSA work to remote areas of the country, be it in Ladakh, the Northeast or Rajasthan. The CJI further said that unless people have the knowledge of their rights are of no use. The landslide affected stretch at all KMC dumping site along National Highway 29 will remain temporarily closed to all forms of vehicular traffic with immediate effect until further notice. In view of this, Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Hanok-Buchem in an order notified on alternative routes for categories of vehicles. Jotsuma bypass route are allowed for only light motor vehicles, while all heavy vehicles, other district-bound vehicles, all military or paramilitary vehicles, all compact or mid-sized pickup vehicles, and all types of heavy and mid-sized commercial passenger vehicles are allowed the alternative route at Peducha Bridge Chesema 10-mile road. The DC further informed that violation of the order will be liable for prosecution under relevant sections of law. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the valedictory celebrations of the Adi Thiruva Thirai festival, marking the birth anniversary of the legendary Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I in Ariyalur district of Tamil Nadu this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said he prayed at the Gangaikonda Cholapuram temple in the district today for the welfare of 140 crore Indians and for the continued progress of India. He said the names of Raja Raja Chola and Rajendra Chola are synonymous with India's identity and pride.
मैंने इस ऐतिहासिक मंदिर में 140 करोड़ भारतीयों के कल्याण और भारत की निरंतर प्रगति के लिए प्रार्थना की है। राजराजा चोला, राजेंद्र चोला, ये नाम भारत की पहचान और गौरव के पर्याय है। चोला साम्राज्य का इतिहास और विरासत भारत के वास्तविक सामर्थ्य का ट्रू पोटेंशियल का उद्घोष है।
The Prime Minister also released a commemorative coin in honor of one of the greatest emperors of India, Rajendra Chola I. Today's celebration also marked the 1000th anniversary of Rajendra Chola I's maritime expedition to Southeast Asia and the construction of the UNESCO-listed Gangaikonda Cholapuram Temple. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's strong resolve and the support of fellow citizens sent a strong message of zero tolerance towards terrorism across the world. Addressing 8 National Security Strategies Conference in New Delhi, he said that India's rising stature will lead to increasing national security challenges in the years to come. Mr. Shah said that the next 5 to 10 years will be very important for development and security of the country. He urged that the use of national databases like NetGrid, Nidan, iMOT and CBI's fugitive database be inculcated amongst young officers by including them in all training programs. The Home Minister also directed each state police force and central agencies to strive towards excellence and nurture a spirit of healthy competition to address internal security challenges. Residents of Airfield Colony Waka has called for urgent government intervention to repair a long-neglected stretch of the Waka-Bogachan road, which has become severely waterlogged during rains, making it nearly impassable.
Students commuting on foot suffer the most as they often wade through knee-deep water, while some children are being carried by their parents to avoid the water. Vehicles also get stuck in the muddy water, causing inconvenience to all. Colony Chairman Nzio Morji said the council and Ward 3 councillor, the Blue Mingtongo Kikon, had filled the road with boulders, but without a drainage system, waterlogging persists. Downhill drainage could flood homes and uphill construction risk landslides. Despite repeated appeals, no action has been taken by the concerned department. Residents stress that only a government-led solution can resolve the issue without harming property or public safety. From Woka, Johanna for Akashvani News Kohima.
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal was felicitated in Mumbai today after the signing of the India-UK Free Trade Agreement, which marked a historic moment in India's international trade journey. The event also included a special session on export opportunities in the UK market, which highlighted the new opportunities available to Indian entrepreneurs and exporters due to the agreement. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Piyush Goyal said that the India-UK Free Trade Agreement is not just a trade agreement, it is a bold and transformative step towards a developed India. He informed that this agreement will provide new competitive opportunities in the international market for sectors like fisheries, textiles, gems and jewelry, IT, services sector and MSMEs. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses pride that science is progressing with renewed energy in 21st century India. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says seamless logistics management was a deciding factor in success of Operation Sindoor. Chief Justice of India B.R. Gawai says rights without knowledge are of no use. And landslide affected stretch at all KMC dumping site along National Highway 29 to remain temporarily closed to all forms of vehicular traffic. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.